how to speed up the recruiting process. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 173. Welcome to the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the longest running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. A happy Thanksgiving. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster, author, and speaker, and the author of the book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future and hope to help you do that today as we talk about speeding up the recruiting process. We'll dig in, give you takeaways you can use immediately. And I was thinking about doing the turkey trot. I don't know if you're going to do that this Thanksgiving, but I thought about it. And I try to run about 3 miles 5 or 6 times a week, and I can do a 5K. Yeah. But whether I want to do it early on Thanksgiving morning, I don't know. I don't know. And if you are, then hats off to you, and I hope you do really well. Hey, I just want to let you know that I've got something free for you. Many people picking this up. It's the Recruiting Power Pack. It's available for every high school sports family. And you get this at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. Easy for me to say. Well, I want to go through, as I mentioned, ways to speed up the recruiting process. In fact, we're going to go from 5 to 1, 5 most effective ways to speed up the recruiting process. You may be in senior year and you get a little nervous here. It's just not moving as fast as you want it to. You may feel the same way in your junior year as well, but when you're in your senior year, you can really hear the clock ticking. And you're going, I just don't see the options open right now. What are we going to do? How can I get my kid more heavily recruited? I don't see any offers developing. We're just not moving as fast as I think we should. As I mentioned, you might be feeling that in junior year. In sophomore year, don't worry about that, but you may want to speed up the recruiting process as well. I think what I'm going to share with you will also help you stay focused, help you avoid some of the pitfalls that take you off the track. I mean, you don't want any wasted energy. You don't want to waste money. You don't want to spend your time on things you don't need to do when it comes to recruiting. You don't want to spend money there either. So these 5 things will help you no matter where you're at. So let's go through the number 5 most effective way to speed up the recruiting process is keep it simple. And if you know me, if you've read my book, you know that it is pretty simple. I mean, I don't have a 500-page book on how to get recruited. It's more like, 150 pages? But you got to keep it simple. You can mistake activity for progress. Just because you're doing something doesn't mean that it's contributing to your pursuit of a scholarship. Doesn't mean you're going towards the goal. It's like running. And I'm not good at this. I mentioned I do run, but I'm not one to get out there and use my body most efficiently when I run. And I've seen a lot of runners go out and you move your arms to the left and to the right and you're running, but you know you're supposed to go back and forth with the arms, back and forth, up and down. Keep it straight towards the goal. Don't go left or right, swing left or right with your arms, hips, legs, whatever. You got to keep straight. And same way here, keep it simple in the recruiting process. If you know what to do, keep doing those things. Do the things that work, but keep it simple. So that's the 5th most effective way to speed up the recruiting process. You save a lot of wasted energy and wasted time, and it helps you keep moving forward. The 4th most effective way to speed up the recruiting process is block out time. Block out time. It's plain and simple. I mean, this isn't rocket science, but we tend to just peck at recruiting here and there. We have a few minutes here, a few minutes there, some spare time, and it becomes more of a hobby than anything else. If you're serious about speeding things up, if you're serious about this athletic scholarship, man, you have got to block out time like it's your job. Parents and athletes both. It means that on Tuesday night for 2 hours, you're going to work on recruiting, and you're going to narrow it down to actually what you're going to do. Whether it's making phone calls, whether it's writing emails, whether it's organizing your communications, so you've got that all in order, that helps as well to speed up the process to make sure you have an organized communication and tracking system. But whatever it is, you're going to go ahead and make sure that you're blocking out time. You are putting it on your schedule. You're writing it on your schedule. Maybe right now you just need to stop this podcast and do that, and block out 1 hour, 2 hours this week that you are going to do recruiting, and do this every week. I can't tell you how many hours you need to do. It all depends on where you're at right now, but block out time. So the third most effective way to speed up the recruiting process, don't get sidetracked. Don't get sidetracked. And what I mean by this is, just give you an example. There may be one coach or program that you're focusing a lot of time and attention on, and it gets to the point where you're focusing too much time and attention. I can understand if you're coming down to the last two or three programs that you're making your choice. We're not talking about people in that position. If you're in that spot, you're in good shape. You're in the sweet spot where you're down to two or three schools that you are considering. But for most people, most athletes and families, you're not at that point right now. You've got a lot of options open. You may not have enough options open, but you have definitely not narrowed it down to your two or three top ones at this point where you got a lot of activity, you're being recruited and coming to the end of the process. But you get sidetracked by spending so much time with one program and with one coach that you forget about the others. And you want to make sure that, you know, I talked about keeping focus, and that's important to stay focused, but you got to keep your options open as well. And what you need to do is make sure that you've got all your recruiting options that you're working on, the schools, the programs, the coaches, you're keeping those balls in the air. You're keeping those balls in the air, and don't get sidetracked by just going after one and forgetting about the rest. That's what makes balance so important in the process. So that's one way you could get sidetracked. You just get totally involved in one school and forget about the rest, and those, then you lose progress in those areas. Other things you can do to get sidetracked, you know as well as I do, and get sidetracked, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, by just doing too many things. You just got activity going. You think that just if I do enough, something's going to stick. But if you're not, as I said, keeping it simple, staying focused, you can get sidetracked. So don't get sidetracked. That's the third most effective way to speed up the recruiting process. The second most effective way to speed up the recruiting process is this. You want to set challenging goals that ignite action. You could get bored. You could lose your momentum. As time goes along, the recruiting thing just is not exciting anymore. That's normal. That happens. So what I want you to do is to set challenging goals. You might want to, if you have goals set already, you might want to rip that sheet off and start fresh. But anyway, say in the next 3 months, what are the most challenging goals that you can set? In the next 30 days, what are the most challenging goals that you can set? These challenging goals should ignite action. Being passive is just not going to cut it. Being passive is, man, that is the death knell for recruiting. If you decide you're going to sit back and wait, or you're going to take an extended break, things will slow down. So you want to set challenging goals, one that stretch you, ones that, as I said, ignite you to action. That will get you off the dime. That will speed things up for you. That'll speed things up for you in the recruiting process. So that's number two. And now the number one most effective way to speed up the recruiting process, and it ties in with number two, and that is act with urgency. I don't care if you're a sophomore, a junior, or a senior. Act with urgency. You can't, as I said, go about this like it's just a hobby. You got to remember, this athletic scholarship is a high-stakes game. You're competing with so many other athletes, so many other families. This is financially for you, it's a big deal. It should be a big deal. And you need to act with urgency. Don't take it casually. Don't do that. One thing you can do as I, along with acting with urgency, I've got 5 steps to an athletic scholarship that I go by. You can find them in my book and in past podcasts as well. But those 5 steps, in fact, you could just pick up first steps to an athletic scholarship in the free recruiting power pack. And that's a good start. That's a PDF. As you understand, the first 4 things you need to do right away. That would be a good start as far as acting with urgency. But you want to take my steps and compress them. The 5 steps that I lay out for you can be done over a period of several months. Well, what if you were to take those and act on them over a period of several weeks, where you say, we are running out of time here. We've got to speed up the recruiting process. I've got to start getting some responses, developing relationships with coaches. We'll take those steps and compress them. And that's what I advise families to do when they're getting behind the eight ball on recruiting, that to compress those steps, do them more rapidly. And this speeds up, of course, the recruiting process. So those are the 5 things. Take one of them. Take one of them and just work it. I'm not expecting to do all 5 right now. You might be overwhelmed as you listen to this, but which one of these rings true to you the most? Is it keeping it simple? Is it blocking out time? Is it don't get sidetracked? You're focusing too much on one thing or one coach. You're preoccupied with that program. Is it setting challenging goals that ignite action? Or is it acting with urgency, compressing the 5 steps to an athletic scholarship? Which one of those rings true? Well, I want you this week, even though it's Thanksgiving week, what I want you to do is to determine and make a decision right now that you're going to act on one of these things in order to speed up the recruiting process. As I close here, one of the things that I live by, and I try to, as I pursue my goals and in my work and also here with RecruitMe, as I ask this question, it comes from the one thing. And I would invite you to ask this question, too, in your recruiting. What is the one thing I can do that by doing it would make everything else easier or unnecessary? What is the one thing I can do that by doing it will make everything else easier or unnecessary? Another way of looking at it is dominoes, all lined up. And you hit the first one and all the rest fall behind it. What is that first domino for recruiting in your life right now that you need to knock over? What is that one thing? What is that first domino? Think about that. It ties into what we're talking about here as far as speeding up the process and keeping it simple and stepping back and saying, okay, when it comes down to it, here's the one thing that I can do that by doing it will make everything else in my recruiting easier or even unnecessary. Think about that, and I wish you a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for tuning in so faithfully, and I encourage you to tell your friends also to listen to the RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship Podcast. God bless you. Take care. Talk to you next week.